And, yeah,
pulled off the highway.
Pulled off because we're like, we got to turn around, you know. And I see this like bit of like darkness kind of moving around us. And I'm like, what the? And it was a big black dog. And she's yelling, it's the black shuck. And we're, it's just a whole situation. It was I could have easily lost my motor, my control of my hands. You know how I do when you make
Yes. Yeah. When Holly starts laughing too hard, y'all, she loses all muscle control.
I can't. My arms don't work anymore. They turn into just little
claws.
She's
Gumby. She literally turns into Gumby.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting, home ec major? Well, stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 157 of Designer Cornbread. We're so glad.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. We're so glad you're here. We just love to spend time with you. We love that we feel very affirmed when we talk to you all.
Okay.
Because you're our people. We know that you all just understand what's going on with us. I'm up
not sure what that says about them, that they understand us, but
they know what it means. They know what I mean. They know I mean love. It's gonna be interesting. I'm up in my podcast area again. Finally, after months, we are an empty nest again.
Surprise. Yeah. It's we might have done that. Comes and goes and comes and goes and comes.
We might have done here. Let me turn on this live performance. I think I'm supposed to turn that on. We might have done a little jig when we got home last night.
It's funny. Yeah, it's funny. The thing you dread, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, shoo, everybody's gone now.
No, and I mean, to my children that aren't going to listen, Thatcher, Hudson, it was wonderful having Hud, because Hud was here too. Of course, I wasn't here. We haven't filled anybody in on this. But anyway, my brain is a little slow because thank you to my wonderful fall break with my wonderful sick friends. as you guys recall, Joni sounded like she was on a full chain smoking Winston-Salem's last week.
I did. I sounded like I went to the Marlboro Festival instead of the Banana Pudding Festival.
She was really doing it. Anyway, so needless to say, I contracted. It's not too terrible. But started with a little sore throat on Friday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was waiting because I'm like, which of course meant, you know what that meant, Joni? I blame you and I blame Ronald Johnson. That's her husband, but we call him Ronald Johnson. Don't ask. It meant I couldn't hold the new sweet newborn three-week-old baby.
Uh-huh. Sorry.
You don't look sorry and you don't sound sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't get to hold little Isaiah Joel, Thatcher's good buddy, Josh, and his lovely wife, Abby, had their first little baby on Tim's birthday. On they're calling him Grandpappy. Don't even ask. He's Grandpappy Broyles. On his birthday, so we were so thrilled and so excited. But I did get to see him for a long time. We got to meet them for a little lunch. They can't, because I told Thatch, I was like, I'm going to have a sore throat. I've been around sick people. I'm not going to go see the baby. And he's like, oh yeah. And you know, he kind of figured about that. And I said, no worries, you know, y'all do whatever. But, and then he talked to them and they were like, no, if we go outside and just don't hold, you know, it'll be fine. So I got to see him and he was such a cute peanut.
Oh,
Tim took that baby, put him in the corner of his arm, stuck that bottle in his mouth. Just like he never missed a beat.
That baby was probably gone,
never,
too.
He was, finally. Yeah. He got so milk drunk. It was very, very cute. I don't even know how I got on that whole tangent. Oh, we don't have any kids at home. I'm in my podcast corner again. That was the whole point of that
story. So last week, Holly was here in Savannah spent my whole fall break with me. Mm-hmm. And even though I was sick, I'm going to tell you, we did all the fall things.
Listen, she rallied.
I did not feel bad. I did not really feel bad. I didn't have fever. I just had this cold kind of thing.
You had a good cough and a good, congestion.
Cough. I normally don't have a cough, but I did have a cough with this. So, but, and it's, I'm much better just in time to go back to school.
Well,
so,
isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice? So we did. So y'all, we talked about the Banana Pudding Festival last week. Mm-hmm. We did that. And then, so what was on our fall things? We went down to the pumpkin patch.
You guys, she rallied hard. I mean, she woke up, she went to Flourish and got all kinds of treatments. Oh, did we talk about that?
We did talk about that.
Because we recorded on Tuesday had your treatments. So y'all, the next day, she was like, we're going to the pumpkin patch. We're going to the farm.
It's amazing how much better it makes me feel. So, but Tuesday night, though, we did. It was the big harvest moon. And we could not see it for the tree line.
Yeah.
And so I looked at Holly and I said, let's go chase the moon. Mm-hmm. And so we got in the convertible and, you know, top down the whole thing. And we went and we drove out really to Burnt Church.
Well, by accident.
Kind of.
A little further than we meant to go.
We chased the moon all the way
did.
To Burnt Church.
We had to see it because it was a super harvest moon.
Yes.
So it was the first, I think they said the first super moon of 2025. So I guess maybe there might be another one. Yeah. We'll see what November.
It was beautiful.
It was really pretty because it was kind of cloudy. So.
And misty.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You guys, listen. It was beautiful, kind of moody clouds. So the moon is just popping out from behind these amazing looking, like spooky dookie kind of clouds. It was super cool. but it had been so wet that I couldn't even get my windshield to stay clear. I mean, I had my wipers going and it's not raining and I'm trying to put the defrost on.
And it was like we're in the convertible and finally on the way back, I looked at Ollie and I went, I am wet. I mean, my arm was just, it was wet.
My hands were sticky. I looked at my head and y'all, I looked like a giant Q-tip. I just looked like a giant fuzzy Q-tip head. I don't know. It was just, I was like, what happened?
It was a lot. Yeah,
it was a lot of moisture in the air. We literally did. We drove through like patches of fog, and then there was some white dog in the middle of the highway that wouldn't move. And then we went to turn around in Burnt Church in the pitch black. Pulled off because we're like, we got to turn around, you know. And I see this like bit of like darkness kind of moving around us. And I'm like, what the? And it was a big black dog. And she's yelling, it's the black shuck. And it's just a whole situation. It was a whole situation. I could have easily lost my motor, my control of my hands. You know how I do when you make
Yes. Yeah. When Holly starts laughing too hard, y'all, she loses all muscle control.
I can't. My arms don't work anymore. They turn into just little
she's
claws.
Gumby. She literally turns into Gumby. And trying to drive the car, it's kind of scary.
When I had to turn around and there's this big dog and he or she was like a pretty big black lab. And so it's black and it's dark. And I just see this thing. And thankfully it was a friendly, he didn't even bark at us, but just was all around the car. And I thought this dog could just jump up in here and bite my face if it wanted to, but it didn't. But I'm trying to turn and do it, you know, in the dark with the black dog. I don't know where he is. I don't want to hit him. There's fog. I look like a Q-tip. She's making me laugh. It was a whole situation. Anyway.
It was great. The harvest moon was great.
It was great.
And then Wednesday we went down to McGee Farms to the pumpkin patch.
Y'all, it was so cute.
It was a very sincere pumpkin
patch. It was the most
patch.
Sincere pumpkin patch, for sure of it.
So you don't know what we're talking about, you need to go watch It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to stop listening to our podcast. You need to just go on away. We don't want your kind.
We did. It was really great. There were goats down there. We got to pet the goats and had one that really wanted to come home.
Joni made a good friend with a white goat who was literally, she was just scratching her and she would close her eyes. And all the other goats, they're literally like butting heads with each other. They're crazy. Yeah. And she's just getting scratched and her eyes are closing. And I could just hear her. She'd look up at Joni when she'd stop scratching And I just thought she was saying, you got to get me out of here. These guys are crazy. You got to take me out of here. Please. These goats are nuts.
So, and we got some really great pumpkins down there. And,
beautiful. We went into the patch. We rode on the little tractor pull.
Oh, Lord.
Hayride yes. thing. And we got out. Now, I wasn't appropriately dressed. I actually was, because it doesn't matter. It's a cotton t-shirt, long cotton t-shirt dress. I mean, there ain't nothing, you know, it was totally fine. But she had her little Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin shirt on, her jeans and her hiking boots. And
I'm like out there
in my Archie slides and my gray t-shirt dress.
Just get on slides to go through the pumpkin patch.
Well, I didn't know
it's all muddy.
I didn't know what we were doing exactly. Uh-huh. I didn't know, but they were fine because they're big and wide shoes. I felt like I was on like snowshoes because they're so big in the mud.
So here though, everybody on the little tractor.
Oh, don't
ride,
tell this story.
I'm telling this story. Oh, I'm gosh. Telling it. Whatever. Now thinks that we are lesbians.
Don't stop it. That's fine.
It's the truth. That's the truth. Because here's what Holly said. Now, we were back in the pumpkin patch. Nobody else is around us. And so we understand the context of our conversation. Because Holly's like, oh, Jones, this is putting me in the fall mood. You're getting me in the fall mood.
Yes. And she just said, okay, now I'm in the, you know, this has been great. This has really got us both.
And it was a cool day.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Great, you know?
Yeah.
And so we get back on the tractor with all these people, though, who were not privy to that conversation. And Holly looks at me and says, yep, you get me in the mood and I'll get you in the mood. And I just looked at her and everybody's looking and I went, for fall. You're getting me in the mood for fall. For
listen,
fall.
People should mind their business. It wasn't their business to listen to us. In fact, that's a general good piece of advice.
You get me in the mood.
I was in the mood.
You get me in the mood.
I was.
I'll get you in the mood.
We were in the mood.
Like, oh my gosh. Do you even know what you're saying here?
No, that happens to me a lot. In fact, just the day before, whenever it was, I don't know, where was Ron on Saturday? He went somewhere and called us or something, and you were talking to him.
He was at the presbytery. Yeah,
he was at the presbytery meeting, and he called, and we were heading back from Banana Pudding Festival to do our footballing and all that. And I'd gotten in such a hankering for a pumpkin beer. I was like, oh man, the past few days, I'm like, that sounds real good. Yeah. So, of course, he's on the phone with Joni, and I'm in the background yelling, is there beer at home? Is there beer? And later she gets off, and she's like, you were on speakerphone, and the pastor was in the car. Thank you very much. It happens to me all the time, you guys. All the time. I just, whatever. People shouldn't put me on speakerphone. No, they shouldn't do that.
And then
what did we do?
We decorated my porch on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We went to Lowe's and we bought some mums. Mm-hmm. And we decorated my porch and it's all ready for fall.
It's so cute. She has big brick steps on her front porch, big wide ones. So you can put the pumpkins and the mums on either side down that. And we put some black lanterns in there. Y'all, it's real cute. I'm not going to lie. It's real cute. Mm-hmm. And I decided it's almost worth driving down there from St. Louis with my husband's truck next year to go to that farm to load up on pumpkins, because the prices up here in St. Louis be nuts. Like there was one pumpkin she got. I promise you it would have been a $30 to $40 pumpkin.
And my whole bill for all of my pumpkins was like $50.
It was like $55 for, and she got some, like several.
Bunches, yeah.
And some really, a couple big, squatty, like great, just really great. And I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
So I don't even know. But yeah, your porch looks real good. It's in the mood for fall.
We watched The Great Pumpkin.
We did that night. We finished off with The Great Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. And we watched, what did I say? Oh, You've Got Mail. Because You've Got Mail always puts me in the mood to decorate.
Yeah.
Because it takes place over several seasons, but her Halloween season there
is. It starts in autumn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Autumn in New York. Da, na, na, na.
Yes,
but then of course you fell asleep. Like
I did,
right
I
after
sick.
That scene, you were out.
I know. Well, that's all I needed. I didn't
I watched
need all
the rest
that
of the
gushy,
movie.
Lovey stuff. I just needed the pumpkin.
She just needed that fall in New York, and she was like, "It's fine. I'm done.
It's fine."
Yeah, we did that. Then what was the next day? Thursday? What in the world was Thursday?
Thursday was when we decorated.
Oh, that was when we did your porch. Yeah.
And then you left Friday.
I thought we did something. Oh, we had fire pit.
That's what we did. Yeah, we did fire pit.
We had fire pit. And that day for lunch, no, we went out and we had to go return to your friend Pete's cabin.
We went down to the cabin and we got sandwiches to go.
We got our porch sandwiches again. Okay, our porch from the porch that we had the other day. We wanted those again. We're like, we're going and getting those to go. And then what did you fix up, Joni?
I could not. My kids have all taken like my coolers, my small carry-on coolers when they've taken stuff back to school or wherever with them. Mm-hmm. And so I looked around and couldn't find anything. But remember those old plastic jack-o'-lantern trick-or-treat
jack-o'-lantern, bucket for your candy. Mm-hmm.
So I filled that up with ice and put drinks in there.
She did. And y'all, it was so cute.
We went down and sat on the dock and ate our sandwich and drank our drinks and talked about old times on the lake.
And just looked at the beautiful lake. It was a beautiful day. Suzanne Sugarbaker, that's my car, she had a good trip. She had fun country roads to go on and breezes. And we took, we just had the great time just driving around.
We had beautiful, beautiful drives.
I think that's what put us in the mood too. It was just like, it wasn't cool, but it was starting to feel.
It was,
It
wasn't, it wasn't summer anymore.
No. And it was really nice. So then we had fire pit that night and had talked and Ron came out. We just visited and talked around the fire. I mean, what more could you want in a week of fall
like James
stuff?
Taylor out there?
We had our tunes on. We've had coffee on the porch in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Like, we really did it, you guys. We did. And it really got my brain in a good, you know how it is, guys, when you go somewhere else, it's like, you're away from home long enough to like reset your brain, really kind of rest because you're not able to do a million things, how it is around your own house. You're just like, oh, I need to do this and I need to do that. So I just got some really good time kind of planning and thinking about some stuff. And I kind of got my whole fall, just like project wise, just what I need to be doing, what I want to work on, getting ready leading up to the holidays, a couple areas of the house that need some attention. And I just was able to think that through and kind of make a plan, which made me feel really good, coming home. So yeah. In fact, I decorated my dining room. I cleaned off my dining room table today because it's been a disaster. Because it's kind of, I use it for overflow, like for booth stuff when I'm picking out what I'm taking. Anyway, and then I've got my project right now in the dining room I told you all about where I'm putting these shelf things in. So I had to empty what was on the smaller shelves because I let Thatcher take those two little bookcase shelves with him. Anyway, so all this just stuff is on the dining room table. But I got in there today and kind of got that all cleared off. And I put, do you remember those really pretty hurricane oil lamps that were Susan and Gary's on those beautiful, I think they're called wolf lanterns.
Yes.
And they're just these beautiful clear glass cylinders with like a ball full of oil in the middle and the wick. They're really beautiful. And we have those now. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put those on the table. And then when we were at Hobby Lobby in Florence and I bought those white paper pumpkins of all different size. They're like, what do you call those? They're the kind of decoration pumpkins. They were just white and there was different shapes, but they're the kind that you unfold and what are those called?
They're almost like paper lanterns, but they're not paper lanterns.
Yeah, but you know what I mean, guys?
They're
flat and then you unfold them and they get round, like you'll have turkeys that do that and different little things. So they're just kind of this fun, kind of a party looking decoration, but they're all white. And I put those on the table with the lanterns in the middle and it looks so cute.
Oh, you need me to send me a picture.
I will. I want to get them lit. I want to take a picture kind of at like early evening, but just so I just have a real simple, but just having the table cleared and that one little spot of fall decoration, that's really all I've done. Yeah. just made me really happy today. So yeah, I did though came home and my kitchen was, there were just cocoa pebbles everywhere. There's just cocoa pebbles all over my kitchen, Joni. Because I was gone.
Hudson.
I was gone for a week. Not just him. Who buys it for him? His father. Mm-hmm. And there was Cocoa Pebbles today, and I just sweeped him up. So I think he had Cocoa Pebbles this morning.
He did.
He's a 56-year-old man.
Hey, there's no time limit on Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh, my gosh. Whatever. And then there was a fake black rat in my pantry sitting there.
That was so nice of them.
I think, you know what? I sent out a text to the family, and I sent a picture. I was like, which one of you yoo-hoos did this? And I didn't hear back. And as I was thinking about it, I'm like, you know, that really could have been my dad. I'm not going to lie.
That could have been.
And Tim said that. Thatcher was like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And Tim was like, you know, that really could have been your, that really sounds like it might be your dad. I'm like, oh, you're right. So I think my father put a black scary rat in my pantry.
That's funny. Your dad and my mom both just kind of out of nowhere come out with some stuff, you know. It's not, they're not like the pranksters, but every now and then they come up with some good ones.
Every once in a while. And it was because he brought some stuff in and he had to return something to us. And so that was on the kitchen table. So I was saying that he had been in. And then I did, it was like posed, it's sitting up. It's like an upright, like sitting on its back legs and it's black. It's got red eyes. It's just terrifying. Yeah. And it's like little hands are right by the scone package of like scone mix. He was like, he's just trying to get those scones. I'm like,
that's right. He just needs some scones.
How dare.
I was sitting, actually, I was sitting on the porch yesterday talking to Boogie, and a fox came through my yard. Yeah, so I put some food out for it because it's during the day. So I figured it was, usually if they come out during the day, they're hungry.
Oh, poor little thing.
Put some food out for
it. Oh, that's very, very nice of you. That is very nice. I then just to finish up, then we headed to Nashville. So Thatcher is officially moved. He's in his new place. It's really great. Like, just so great. He's just in awe of, because he has a washer and dryer in his
And did you paint over the weekend?
We did. We painted. It was really great because we were able to actually really help him. You know, get some of those jobs done. So there was a couple of walls in a couple of the rooms, one in the bedroom and then one in the living room, kind of behind the couch that he wanted to paint because my dad had made up a whole floor plan for him. Right. So we knew right where to put all the furniture. It's great having an architect designer in your life because you just go, here's my floor plan. Here's what we have. Like, and he just worked it all out. So he had suggested, of course, a couple of accent walls, and Thatcher really likes the black kind of paint that we have in our living room. So we knew what color to do, like, you know, so he just went and got that. We got that wall knocked out, and it makes such a difference. So this is just an all white, you know, apartment with kind of faux dark wood floor. The kitchen has really nice white, kind of soft white cabinets, a really pretty granite, kind of a warm, or whatever that, I guess it's a granite court. I don't know what it is. Kind of a big island with the sink in it. And it's kind of a neutrally brown speckled with some black kind of, it's very pretty. So everything's kind of really beautiful, but the walls of course are all just white and the trim is all very nice. The door, the front door is really big and tall and it looks really cool, but you just take that one wall, you know, behind where the couch was kind of going to go and you paint it this gorgeous kind of soft, warm black. And it's changed the whole room. He just loves it. And then we did one in his bedroom where his bed was going to go. The head of his bed is going to go. Yeah. And it just makes the whole, it just changes it all. Makes it feel less of just a generic kind of white box. Right. Yeah. So we were able to kind of get a lot. We put table together. What else did we get? Not really. Mostly painting. Didn't unpack a lot. Just a little bit. Went and got a TV. That was very high priority because there was football and baseball on Saturday night. That. So we had to get the TV hooked up. But that was super fun. We went to Costco and so he got that, you know, and then he put together his desk and stuff the next day. So we got him in a good place. He's going to order his bed. We had to make sure what kind of size and he's going to piece it together, but he is there. So that was the end of our little weekend of my travels. We got back yesterday and we had great drive, great weather. Can't complain about any of the weather this week. It's been amazing. It's It's been amazing. We have a correction from last week because we are math dum-dums. Okay. I was telling the story to my family about our parking money at the Banana Pudding Festival. I don't know what we were thinking. We were completely off. It ain't 20,000. 20 times 100 is not 20,000. It's 2,000.
2,000.
Which I even thought when I said it, I was like, is that 2,000 or 20? Didn't count the zeros. Didn't think, take the time to actually do math. Well, you know, you guys, you have to understand, don't come to us.
Don't bring math to us.
Don't come to us with that trash. We don't want
but
that.
Still.
But we made
still,
such a deal about, they made $100,000. I'm like, you're still, I'm an idiot.
They made bank they, on their parking.
They did, but they didn't make 100 grand. I mean, we were complete idiots. I'm like, no way they can make 100 grand. Because we can't do
they
math.
They made bank on that parking. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just going
to
say.
But I needed to offer that correction to the world.
Well, and we also need to correct our little, you know, I read about Frieda Parton's post about Dolly. And, you know, which, mm-hmm. I mean, it was brand new when it came out and we read it, and that she'd been up all night praying for her sissy and she was sick and whatever. And it made it sound very grave. And I know God will heal her. I mean, it was a very grave post. Well, Dolly came out and said, "I ain't dying," was her quote.
Do I look dead to me, to you? Bless her. I think there was a whole... I bless her poor... Yeah. Well, there ain't no bad publicity as you...
Listen, she had kidney stones, but I'll tell you right now, I've had kidney stones, and Dolly can take all the prayers.
I was going to say, it certainly didn't hurt.
Yes.
But no. I think what happened, and I can't remember what I saw a brief little thing on it. I think it might have been even from Dolly's niece, her sister's daughter. I'm not sure. We're just going to pretend. But she's like, you know, sometimes... I can't remember how she said it, but it was kind of like, so sometimes, you know, people put things out on the, they don't quite understand how social media works and that, like, you know, you put something like that out on Facebook and you think it's just kind of going to your, you know, whatever.
Your people, anyway,
so, which made it even sweeter.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
Dolly's alive and kicking.
So this week coming up tomorrow, my class is helping to cater the farm to table banquet. We have a farm to table banquet down in our little farmer's market in Savannah. We have that coming up. And then Wednesday, we have our regular meal. And Friday, we get to cater the college and career breakfast that's coming to the high school for the college and career representatives. So I've got a busy week. I don't know if y'all get show notes or not, but
we don't
we'll try.
You know, we understand. We're praying for you, Dolly. It's fine.
Y'all pray for Dolly.
Oh, bless it.
Dolly Jr., Dolly 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. Well, how was your weekend though? Did you had some people home with you?
Yes. Yeah. So Holly left the house on Friday. And as soon as she pulled out of the driveway, I stripped the sheets off the bed and washed the sheets and washed the towel because John Garrett and Ashlyn were showing up 5 hours later.
The new crew was headed in.
New crew was coming in. And so, yeah, they were here and they kind of did their own thing, which was fine. They needed to do that. Mm-hmm. They, Friday, she wanted him to take her out to eat.
Oh, yeah.
So they went to the Outpost.
Oh, nice.
And Ron and I factors. Mm-hmm. And so
that's the way it is. It's fine.
Saturday, they drove over to Waynesboro. That was one thing we did not do. They went over to and hiked at that Natural Bridge place in Waynesboro.
Oh, cool.
And then Sunday we had church and we closed the pool down and all that while John Garrett was here and they left. They went back home. So
okay. Well, that's a good little weekend though.
Good little weekend. That was it. I was trying to think if I did anything. I don't think I did anything interesting. I just kind of...
Well, you just needed to... You were still just chilling and getting ready to... Get back to work on Monday.
Oh, no. That's what I did. Saturday, I got up and went to the grocery to buy all the things for these events this week.
Oh, my word.
Because I'm not going to have time in the afternoons. No. Normally, I go during my planning and go to the grocery store or the meat market where I need to buy stuff. But I'm not going to have any time to do any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Well, that's done. Yeah. How did your potatoes do? Last week, we had to pray for her potatoes when we left them at the school.
The potatoes were fine.
She had gotten potatoes delivered, and they came early. And she's like, oh, I hope these potatoes make it. We need to pray for the potatoes. I'm like, okay.
They're fine. Yeah. So Sysco, we order, bulk stuff through the school, through Sysco, but they only deliver on Wednesday. So I have to order. I have to make sure everything's ordered, when we need it. Well, this event that we're going to do is on a Tuesday. And so I had to order everything.
Right. You can't.
Yeah, because we were out
happening.
For fall break.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had to order it like a week ahead of time anyway.
Mm-hmm. She was very stressed about the potatoes. So
yeah, I get very stressed like with these events leading up to it until it starts coming together and then I'm fine.
Yep.
But it's just all of the, all the calculations of stuff. And
yeah.
Do I have enough of this? And
20
I gotta
times
make this
100.
List?
I mean, you could have been way off.
Oh, it could have been.
We could have 20,000 potatoes. We don't know.
20,000 potatoes.
Oh my gosh.
I would die. Anyway.
Can you imagine? This truck just pulls up and dumps like.
Oh my gosh. No. No, no, no.
My gosh.
Anyway, but now we've got a good handle on things. Things are going and so it's
you've got all your supplies you need. So then you feel like you can just start to get after it. So yeah, that is a good feeling. I did see something in the news that I thought was very interesting. This is just your little bit of random information, people. There is an abandoned Russian weather station in the Arctic that's been abandoned and not used for many, many years. And a drone went up there and was looking around. And the polar bears have taken over this abandoned weather station. Yeah. Y'all, they're like, I'll put a link. Well, if we get show notes up, there'll be a link. I think you can look at. They're going in the buildings. They're sticking their little heads out the windows. And they're just like lounging all around these buildings of this abandoned research weather place.
That's hilarious.
It is so funny because you're
They've
just
got
like.
Their own little ice cave there.
They do. It's so funny because you're just so used to seeing, them out on the. Big icy whatevers, but to see them in context of just walking into these houses and out and looking out the window, it's just like, what in the world
That's great.
Is going
That's great.
On? Yeah. So there's some really good pictures of them. We're just like taking over. They have their own little town. So
so we did have a tragedy here in Tennessee. We had a plant that exploded. When was that?
It was Friday because I was leaving and
that's right.
And I
that's right. It was
wanted
Friday
to make sure
morning.
Not to go that way.
And but it was up in Hickman County, where the banana pudding festival was. And Holly, I had just a thought the other day as I was thinking about it, and I'm hearing all the stories and seeing, just all the people that were killed. I mean, when there's, I said it exploded, I mean there's nothing left.
It was a bomb factory
ammunition.
Yeah. So, and I think I saw there are still maybe 16 people missing.
I think they have.
Have they found them?
Well, not to be gruesome, but I think they've decided that they were just evaporated.
Okay. If you don't have evidence of anything else, then.
So, but I wondered, I thought, did we pass any of these people at the Banana Pudding Festival?
Oh, geez. Johnny.
Were they there? Were they. How many people did we come in contact with that? I mean,
that
we have no
somebody
idea.
Somebody at least, or,
Because Hickman County is a small county. It's like Hardin County here. I mean, that's a devastating
that
loss.
That is devastating. It was a big.
To that community.
Yeah. I saw that in the news too on or something when I got home and I was like, oh shoot. Because you said there's been some explosion at some place and I didn't really think more about it. And then I saw it in the news. I'm like, oh shoot. Yeah. I bet that was a really bad situation. Ugh. You hate that. I had a little thought of something I was thinking about the other day. I think I was listening to a podcast naturally where I think this was talked about. They were reflecting on, the change of seasons. This podcast does, like, they did stuff about summer and they did stuff about winter and spring. And so this was kind of the autumn and the fall. And so they were just kind of reflecting a little bit and asking questions. And there was one part of it that they brought up that I just was like, it was really, I really liked how it was phrased, and it really was, gave me some food for thought. Cause they're talking about, you know, autumn is kind of when, you know, we see a lot of the harvest. You know, that's kind of what you think about in autumn, even though we have other kinds of harvests through the summer, but kind of a lot of your main time of harvest is in the autumn and the fall. And that's kind of when you can see the proof of what's been growing, right? Like, yeah, that's when you see it and you really know that, you know, you knew all along that something was growing there, you hoped, and then there it is. And the kind of the question that they brought up was, in our own personal lives, you know, taking that cue from the seasons and thinking about looking at our lives, look at yourself and go, okay, what is growing? And what in my life is the harvest is growing, and is it good? Yeah. And I thought, that's a good thing to reflect on, because stuff is growing all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we always have, you know, in our lives, you know, usually, it's kind of like that idea that there's no such thing as a vacuum. You know, something's going to fill it. Like, you, something's going to be growing. And to kind of take this time of the season to look at some of the harvest that's coming up, you know, and then ask myself, and is that good? Is that a good harvest? Is that a good crop? Is that what I want to grow? Yeah. And, I just thought that was a really neat way to put it. I liked that visual.
Yeah, that's a good, and a good word. It's also good. And I'm sitting here reflecting and thinking, okay, what's grown? What am I proud of? What am I? Mm-hmm. And you know, the first thing that comes to mind is my students who have, you know, written me letters. And, you know, and I think I've talked about this before, where she said, for the first time, you made me feel seen, mm-hmm, in school. I felt seen. And I mean,
that's huge.
What a thing. I mean, that just was touching. But also what that makes me think of is, how many people do I need to tell that to? Mm. You know, how many people do I need to say, hey, you invested this in me, mm-hmm, and it's grown, and here's the result. Mm-hmm. And just that thanksgiving, to the people in your own life too. Mm-hmm.
That's a good practice for this time of year. Yeah. You know, as we're getting, this whole season of fall, you know, just to me kind of culminates at Thanksgiving. Like, that's the culmination. And I love all the stuff that comes up to that. I love the Halloween fun. I love you know, and we can mix that in with All Saints Day and Reformation Day and remembering our faith and remembering the tradition of our faith and then remembering the saints that have gone before. And then we move in, and it just kind of, the whole thing leads up to that great Thanksgiving holiday. Yeah. Before we then get into our Advent, where we're then now practicing that waiting on the Savior. It's just such a cool pattern. Yeah. And that's a neat thing to do, think about, who do I, you know, is there anybody I want to reach out to and just say, you know, what you were saying, just do a little note of gratitude. You know, that would be a really great, great practice to do. So, yeah, I just thought it was interesting. Because sometimes my harvest looks like a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, parts of it, some of my fields are growing a lot of comfort, working on my own comforts. We got a lot of comfort, yeah, maybe idolatry, comfort going on a little bit, has grown, you know, in some ways. And you can kind of just think.
Except for, when people walk into your house, I mean, when I walk into your house, what a blessing that is, because it is so peaceful. It, you know, it's just, it's when I walk in, I can just go, you know. Until you put me to work.
And then I'm like, hey, can you host a bridesmaid luncheon?
Yes, I need a bridesmaid.
By chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes. Well, I appreciate that. And no, you're right. I hear what you're saying. I will receive that. But you know, like I know if I really look at it, and I've been talking to myself about this a little bit over the past few months and just thinking about kind of, you know, hey, you know, comfort is not the, and by comfort, I just mean like, I don't know, like a lot of stuff, just my own comfort, you know, that I don't feel disturbed by anything, you know, that I'm just kind of able to just relax and, you know, do what I want and not be, you know, bothered or be able to do the activities that, you know, just like it kind of involves a lot more of that. Yeah. And so at some point I just, you know, had to kind of think a little bit and go, you know, that's not really the goal. That's of course.
There are seasons for that.
I hope that's what I've been.
there are seasons for that. And there are, and you right now are in that season of caregiving, frankly. You know, and I went through that season of caregiving, and I'm going to have to go through it again at some point. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then comes that season where you can, you know, rebound from that. And so these seasons come and they seasons go. And my grandmother used to say, and I say it more frequently, the older I get, is this too shall pass.
Yep.
And it always does. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bad comes and then the good comes and then bad comes and then good, you know, it just, and that's life.
It is. That's very, that's very, very true. So you're saying I could have a little patch over here, just a
you
little,
can have a patch,
just
of
a little, little
bit, a patch of comfort,
a little patch.
But I will tell you, and I told my students today, I said, guys, here's what's going on this week. And they've prepped, you know, I've prepped them for it over the last, you know, couple weeks. And I said, here's what's going on. And here's all the monkey wrenches that have already been thrown into this just this morning. I said, y'all, here's what I need you to do. I need you, when I start to lose it, when you see me start to get stressed, I need you to look at me and say, choose joy. Because that's what I need to do. This is going to be a stressful, overwhelming week. But I have to choose, because joy is something you have to choose a lot of times.
A lot, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And I was going somewhere with that. Now I have no idea where I was going.
It was good. You're telling your students, and I was having a little patch of comfort, and then you started, I don't know what you were going for.
I don't know. But sometimes, I mean, you've
really
got to choose.
Profound.
I don't know. You just have to, when you're going, when you're not in your comfort patch, when you're, you know, you've got to choose. You've got to find the humor in the stuff. You've got to go, of course, he didn't bring the bacon. Of course, they want to change the menu. Of course, you know, I mean, you've just got to find.
Of course this would happen. Right.
Gotta laugh at, and it's going to pass. All these things, that's where it was. All these things, by Tuesday night, this is going to be done. By Wednesday night, this part's going to be done. By Friday night, this part's going to be done.
And you can see that on your, in this situation,
can,
you know when that's a lot. Some situations we don't know. And
some
that's
situations
hard.
You don't, but you do know that at some point, it's going to pass.
Yep.
And it will be a, it'll be a new, you know, place for you.
And I think that's part of what, when I think about all that, and that whole analogy of the harvest and what's growing and all that, I think it, I want to, it made me think about, okay, yes, in the midst of life and the things of life that we all are going to have, and we're going to have them again, I want to make sure that I'm growing some good stuff.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm not just, and I am, I feel like I am. There's a lot of areas in my life that I really have, feel like have grown quite a bit, and there's quite a good harvest coming. So I wasn't trying to be like, the harvest is all bad or all good. It just was an interesting, like, it's a good time to look, especially as you're ending, kind of getting it to the end of the year. So you can kind of go back to the beginning of the year and maybe think about, you know, what were your intentions or what were some things that you were hoping that would grow this year? And then you can kind of look, because now is when the harvest, like I said, you know, it's been 9 months or so. You ought to start to see stuff.
Yeah.
If you've chosen to whatever, if it's a new habit, if it's some health decisions and habits you're doing, if it's some spiritual practices that you're doing, if it's, you know, creative endeavor, you know, whatever it is, you know, you should be starting to see
to
something.
See the harvest.
Right. Yeah. And then you can kind of go, you know, is that good? Is that something that, that is worth me doing, that I want to do more of, that I, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I thought it was really a good way to kick off the fall and the season. So, and I'm in the mood for love.
Thank God you did not sing that on the tractor. That's all I can say.
Lord. That goat was in the mood for love. I can tell you right now.
That goat.
She wanted
yes.
to go home with you.
Some goat love.
You guys, we can't stay serious for too long.
All right. Are you ready for my recipe?
I
now,
really,
or do you have something else?
No, I have nothing else. I've talked about the polar bears.
Well,
I've talked about.
Well, as we wrap this up, let me just encourage you, go outside, get a little fire pit, go to a pumpkin patch. I just, as we were riding around that pumpkin patch, they're driving through the woods, I thought it was just brought such a peace there. Mm-hmm. So enjoy mm-hmm. autumn and, choose joy there. So, okay. My recipe, I actually was thinking of one. I was having to, because I went to print off a recipe that we're doing today for my kids to make stuff, and it wasn't in my Google Drive. And I thought, have I not posted this?
Oh my word.
On Designer Cornbread. And I went back and I looked, and I have not.
Okay.
And y'all, this is one I make for every party, every tailgate, every breakfast, everything. Is sausage balls.
You've not posted the sausage balls?
I have not posted sausage balls. I've done the sausage pinwheels.
Oh, that's right.
But I have not done the sausage balls.
Oh, yes. This, y'all are going to, listen, you're going to need this recipe. You've got family coming. You got Christmas coming. You got people. You need this recipe.
And the best part of this, you can make this ahead. You can freeze them.
Yep.
You can pull them out when you want to. I mean, it is gold for holidays.
You need it. Print it off immediately. Okay.
All right. So you need a pound of sausage. You need an 8-ounce cream cheese. Now, a lot of people don't put cream cheese in their sausage balls, but I promise you, it makes all the difference.
You need to put it in. Just put it in.
It makes all the difference. And 8 ounces of shredded cheddar cheese. I use the sharper, the better for me. I use the extra sharp. And then a cup and a half to 2 cups of Bisquick. And I'll explain that in a minute. But for me, it's easier to mix up the sausage and the cheeses together first.
Oh, right.
Before I add my Bisquick. Mm-hmm. And then add in a cup and a half of Bisquick. I have made these things my entire life. And it's that recipe has always been 2 cups of Bisquick. I've always made them like that. But lately, in the last couple of years, I've been doing it. And 2 cups of Bisquick is too much. They
Isn't
get
that,
too dry, too floury.
Have
I
they
don't
changed
know,
the Bisquick, you think, or what?
I don't know if the sausage has changed, if the Bisquick has changed, or fat.
Maybe if
I don't
you're
know.
Buying better sausage, maybe it has less water. You know,
no,
I don't know.
It's been the same.
Okay. Mystery. It's a mystery.
Sausage I've always bought. Anyway.
All right.
I don't know. But it has been, 2 cups has been too much. So start with a cup and a half. Just see how it looks. Mm-hmm. And then if you need more Bisquick, you can add more to it. You can always add, but you can't take away. So
that's true. Okay.
And then roll them in 1-inch balls.
Mm-hmm. So they now, should stick wanna, together like meatball,
like
really
meatballs,
nice,
yeah.
firm kind of meatball. Like, yeah
they're going to stick. I mean, they're going to just roll right up.
Right.
In your
and that's
hand.
Why you're like, if it's too wet, you'll know it's too sticky and wet. Then, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you're going to bake them.
Is there
on,
egg in it? There's no egg?
No.
Oh,
egg.
Interesting. Okay.
No.
Okay.
You'll bake them on 350 degrees. I do put a piece of parchment paper under it because they do tend to stick to your cookie sheet.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
do that.
Yeah, so put parchment paper under it and cook them at 350 degrees for about 15 to 20 minutes. Usually 20 is a good time frame there. But if you want to freeze them, go ahead and roll them up, put them on your cookie sheet and let them on parchment paper and let them freeze like that.
Right.
And then you can, once they're frozen, you can take them out and put them in Ziploc bags.
Uncooked. So if you want to
uncooked.
Do them uncooked,
yeah.
or, uncooked. You know, yeah, that's when you freeze them so they don't stick together on the pan. And then you can just pop them in the Ziploc bag and pop them out when you want them.
Yep.
That's so good, you guys. You can make that ahead. And everybody loves them. Little kids love them. Everybody loves them.
Everybody loves them.
Yeah. And if you wanted to, in fact, I might try this for my people. They love spicy. I could use a hot sausage.
You can't. Well, you can also add Tabasco
or
to
add
it.
Some Tabasco. Or but some just sort using of that spicy sausage, man, that would like, or mix maybe half and half, you know. Mm-hmm. That would just be so easy. I didn't realize they were quite that easy. You've been holding out on me.
Oh, it's easy. It's easy and it's quick and it's,
Yeah, that for breakfast. And then you just cook up some eggs for people, or you have an egg casserole, or, you know, I'm telling you, that's going to save your life, guys. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I could air fry them. I bet I could.
I don't know if you could. You might could.
I bet I could. You can bake stuff in that thing. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Try it. You can try it and report back to us.
I will. Reporting back from the Air Fryer Central. Good heavens.
That's right. And I believe now that it is my top three.
Top three.
It is. I'm ding, ready. Ding.
Okay. So my first one is, I'm going to go with McGee Farms in Florence. That was our pumpkin patch that we went to. But y'all, they had fantastic pumpkins at a good price. They had beautiful, beautiful mums.
You guys, the mums were stunning. I mean, stunning. We didn't have room to get them there, but they were really
pretty.
Yeah, and
I paid, you know, more for a mum at Lowe's that was not as pretty.
Yeah, I'm sure.
As these were down there. Mm-hmm, so, McGee Farms is outside of Florence, Alabama. But just if you're anywhere close to North Alabama, look at McGee Farms. Great place to take your kids to. Little pumpkin patch.
Yeah, and they had like a little one of those air bouncy pillow things that you can just jump on. It looks like a giant pillow in the ground. They had that, and then the goats. I think you could feed them for a couple bucks.
Little restaurant there.
They had a little tiny snack place restaurant. Little, you know. So like, just so you know, when you go, there's, you know, kind of a couple things that you could. There's a corn pit you could get in. She tried to make me get in that corn pit. I was like, I am not doing it. Corn?
When did I eat corn?
I'm not getting in that. You know, we're not discussing it. The corn would go where it shouldn't go. Anyway, all right.
Okay, and the second one, as your parties are coming up, you know, through, you know, whether it's tailgate or Halloween parties or Thanksgiving or Christmas, McKinsey Limited. It's, you can order online. They have a beautiful sun-dried tomato and basil cheese tort.
Oh.
And it is, I mean, it turns out it's so pretty on the plate.
Oh, I bet.
It just tastes wonderful. And my last one, as we're doing this farm to table, I found these little food label things. I don't know how to, let's see.
Are they signs for your food?
Signs?
They're little tiny signs.
They are. Hang on. I can pull up my Amazon here and tell you exactly what it is. It is mini chalkboard signs, food tags.
There you go.
For party buffet.
There you go. That's so they're like on a little stand. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And they were on little, like tree stumps.
Oh yeah.
They looked like little tree stumps.
They had little stumps on the bottom. They were cute.
Yeah. And the little wire, you know, holder poked down in it. And then it had like the chalkboard where you could write on it.
Yeah, and that would be great if you're having any kind of big family thing, or if you do like a buffet kind of style, anything, just to have those to stick out, or different kinds of cheeses and you want to stick out what they are, you know, and you can just reuse them. I guess you just wipe them off and use them again, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's.
So they were great.
That's very Martha Stewart of you. Very, very, very fancy.
Thank you.
Well, that is great, everybody. I hope we got you in the mood.
Oh, Holly's getting everybody in the mood.
For fall, Joni.
For fall.
No, I really am. And it's been overcast today. Well, I think it's a little sunny now. It's been warmish, but like overcasty looking. Yeah. And so it's felt like it looks like fall. And I just stayed home today and got a bunch, caught up on a bunch of stuff. So I am definitely in the fall mode.
Hey, and we did talk about this the last year, so I won't, you know, make it a top three, but on Spotify, there is a playlist called Tis Autumn, and it's a good one.
You guys, you want me to send the link? I'll send you the link. I'll look for that. I'll just send you. That way you don't have to look that up. Tis Autumn. Yes, that's a wonderful one. All the kind of classics, you know, yeah. Ella Fitzgerald and all that kind of good stuff. And then we do have the other one that we love all the time and all year round is Sweater Weather.
Yes, Sweater okay, Weather is a great one.
That's really for all yeah. any time, but it's just because it's such a pretty guitar. Yeah. I play it a lot in the mornings just when I'm doing my quiet time or whatever. If you just anyway, but it's really good for fall. Then I have a fall playlist as well that I will it's my autumn soundtrack and I will link that.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. That way in case people and it's just a real mix of all kinds of stuff on there. I haven't even listened all the way through it yet this year, but it's like the Chieftains and Alison Krauss and yeah. you know, all kinds of, you know, the Charlie Brown song and, oh, some really fun ones. I have some really unique ones on there. I have one, Cornbread and Butter Beans and You Across oh, the Table. Yeah. A.S. Avery's favorite. I think that's by the something, something Chocolate Drops. Yeah. And I've got one about with Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald and it's all that meat and no potatoes. Anyway, I got some food themed. Pies, food theme song as well. So you guys can enjoy that. It's a little crazy.
Tis the season.
It is the season, y'all. So, yeah, I hope everyone has a great week. It'll be on just about the weekend when you hear this. So hope you've got good things coming up. We had a bye week this last week. That's why we're not talking about football. We didn't play. We needed a rest. You know, a little Mississippi State.
I didn't watch any football. Yes, I did.
I don't think we did.
I watched a Mizzou.
Oh yeah, we watched Mizzou, Alabama a little bit.
Yeah, I wished.
Yeah, when that's we were trying out. To get the TV hooked up, and I'm like watching it on my phone, and I'm trying to. Yeah. It was a whole situation. Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I didn't watch much football. So.
No.
All right.
But I hope you guys have a great weekend. We will talk to you next week, and who knows? You know, there's just no telling what we'll have to say.
Which, no telling.
Until then, though, goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch.
Patches. I need some little patchy pants, you know?
You do.
Like little jeans
pants.
With little patches on them. That'd be so cute. I got some clogs. Did I tell you that?
No.
I'm dipping my toe, pun intended, into the clog world again.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about clogs. I should talk about that next. I should talk about that. We'll discuss that next week. People want to know. Okay, I'm going to go be sick and finish doing stuff. Thanks.
I'm going to go put my sheets, I wash my sick sheets.
Okay, your sick sheets. All right, I'll talk to you later, alligator.
All right,
bye. See
ya. Bye.